I'm telling you, Dan Patrick's throwing some shade there at the end of that. It's a Gary Sharp Show, and it's a NBA Minute. Damian Lillard was doing Damian Lillard things last night as he hit the go-ahead three to propel the Blazers over the Warriors. Good game last night. And Donovan Mitchell, he didn't like the refs in his game, and he made sure it was known after in the postgame as he was bounced from the game. He got ejected in overtime, and the Jazz fell to the Sixers in a battle of first-place teams. Joel Embiid ate him up 40-19. He also had some stuff to say after the game. Shocking. A very unique triple-double happened last night, Gary. T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers had a points, assist, and steals triple-double. Only the sixth one in NBA history. The Bulls have entered their name in the Andrew Drummond conversation. It is also being said that Blake Griffin and the Pistons are expected to move towards a buyout, which would make Blake Griffin a free agent for the first time in his career. And these images have just been released today. Have you seen the images of Space Jam 2 from LeBron?
Yes.
And how awesome does this look? I've heard a lot of my friends like, hey, I'm not going to go see it. It's going to suck. It's LeBron and blah, blah, blah. I'm all in on Space Jam 2. And even a little insert about Lola Bunny has come out and how they've changed the character to represent a more positive role model for young women. So very interested in seeing that as well.
It looks great. I think it'll do really, really well.
I think
there'll be a lot of buildup for it. There'll be a lot of excitement. Don't let us down, LeBron.
Do not let us down.
So I got a question for you. I'm just gonna come up with an NBA question once a day. Yesterday was who would score 101.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Golden State and Portland played. By the way, Draymond Green, birthday today.
Oh,
Draymond Green seemed older than 31.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got some time left.
Why do you think? Pick your brain just a moment here. Why do you think Subway selected Draymond Green and Jason Tatum to be spokespeople? The commercial is funny. They're both promoting their favorite Subway sandwich.
Uh-huh. I have no idea. I mean, Draymond's a character. Jason Tatum, not so
much. Is that the first national commercial that Draymond Green has been featured in?
I want to say no.
I mean, he's recognizable. How is Jason Tatum, outside of the NBA world, recognizable?
No. Maybe in Boston, but other than that, no. No.
So that commercial aired a lot last night.
It did, didn't it?
Golden State and Portland playing. You've got a chance for the final shot. You're the coach. Who do you design a play for to take the final shot? Steph Curry or Damian Lillard?
Flip a coin.
No, you can't. This is radio. You must have an opinion, haven't you heard?
Damian Lillard. And I wouldn't think twice about it. Especially
Jake is going to be all over you here momentarily on Twitter.
It is one of those things that he's shown it. He's shown it in the last couple of years. He's shown it this year. When it's under 2 minutes, the ball needs to be in his hands, and he's not afraid of the shot, and the shot's probably going to go in.
I think numbers would tell you that Lillard has eclipsed Curry as the most clutch shooter in the NBA.
I think so, too. Now, Steph Curry is still that dude. He's still the best shooter to ever step foot on that floor. But when it comes to clutch time is Dame time.
Am I missing another player if I had to give you three options?
I think those are the two. And I think the third one, I'd probably put KD in that conversation. In the league, I'd probably put KD in that conversation. But it's Steph, Dame, and then the rest.
We're going to talk about Shaq here in a moment. Caden Helms at Bellevue West has received an offer from LSU. Those two receiving threats in Mike Huffman's offense will have plenty of opportunities. Before we're done here, I'm going to talk about Brendan Hymus got invited to the combine and the impact that has on Nebraska football, that it must have, and moving forward. Remember, I'm making the transition from being so over the top about recruiting rankings. Yes, you got to get Jimmys and Joes, But now I've shifted to the back end of guys' careers. NFL guys. It's time to start sending guys to the league. Ohio State has 14 players that were invited to the combine. It's not happening because of the pandemic. Alabama 11, Georgia had 11 as well. So if you recruit well, you were in the top group of colleges that got NFL combine invites. Iowa got 5. Nebraska got 1. That's got to change. Nebraska's now, as they are getting a little bit older and they have more draft-eligible guys, they got to start getting guys to the league. Guys got to be showing up on first, second, third day of the NFL draft. They got to be getting in combine invites. They got to be getting attention. And NFL scouts want to build a relationship with Nebraska. They had a relationship with this staff when they were at Central Florida. And the run of players that went to the NFL in a short amount of time. Whether you recruited them and got them to the league like Mike Hughes, or you inherited them, they got them to the NFL. And so NFL scouts said, we got to check on them, keep checking on them. Well, Nebraska football can't have one guy invited to the combine and maybe one guy drafted. Those numbers have been low for the last few years. That's got to change. And when that changes and those numbers start to go up and they include a quarterback, then the program is headed in the right direction. You can be in the top 15 to 25 in recruiting rankings, but it's time to start seeing guys that are going to the league, that are being drafted, 3, 4, 5 guys that are being drafted, linemen, skill players, a quarterback. Because if you recall, as we inch closer to the NFL draft, this was supposed to be the Adrian Martinez draft. Adrian Martinez was going to be, and then he was going to be off to the NFL draft. This was going to be the year. And he's not off to the NFL draft and won't be off to the NFL draft. And Nebraska has a lineman who had a hit or miss performance at the Senior Bowl, but is getting invited to the combine. Nebraska needs more, because then you start a relationship and you can recruit to that. And Nebraska has a big fella in Turner Corcoran who got the opportunity to start because Hymus opted out of the final game that we will be talking about a couple of years. We should be talking about in a couple of years. Should be getting a combine invite. That's why Fedoni is so important to this program. You get a top flight player at his position, number one tight end in the country. 3 years later, he should be declaring for the NFL. Come into your program, somewhat ready-made, develop physically and football, and in 3 years say, thanks for the memes, and I'm off to the NFL. Where's the next Thomas Fedoni that's playing tight end at Nebraska that's going to start the pipeline of going to the NFL? That's how it works. Nebraska hasn't been able to figure out the hamster wheel where you just keep going around and around and around and around. They haven't fed the hamster. That's been the problem.
Got to feed the hamster.
So everybody should be rooting for Hymus to be successful. His pro day, Nebraska's pro day is coming up on March 23rd. For him to have a good pro day and NFL teams raise the stock of Hymus. Nebraska needs that to happen, and it has to happen sooner than later. But when that starts happening and there are more of them, then that's a really, really good sign, especially as the program is getting older and you have more guys that are draft eligible. All right, George, quickly on Shaq last night. I know you watched. I know you weren't real excited to have him there. But seeing Shaq on AEW, making his debut, go through a table, kind of a, you know, he had the Brody Lee tribute.
Yeah.
He's entertainment. He was having fun. He's adored.
Yeah.
Can I get you just a little bit to say that was great for wrestling?
It was great for wrestling. It was great for wrestling. It looked good. He wasn't hurt. He took the bump very well. Cody took care of him. It was good for wrestling. It was good for AEW.
Why? Do you play poker?
I know how to. I don't actively sit down and play it, but okay. Yeah, I know how to.
All right. That was difficult for you to say that it was okay that Shaq was wrestling.
Oh, it was very difficult, man. Very difficult. It would have been cool, what, 8 years ago when him and Big Show had their little thing? Hell, Big Show just debuted in AEW. Let's get a standoff between Big Show and Shaq. I don't want to see Shaq partnered I'm sorry.
No, this is the part that I knew what I was getting. I'm lighting the match and then I'm going to run away.
I don't want to see Shaq and Cody Rhodes in a mixed tag team match. That's not what you're here for. No. If you're gonna put Shaq in a match, you just signed Paul White, aka the Big Show. How about you set that up for your pay per view that you have coming up on Sunday? Really make the deal. Okay, let's really push it. You want to see a 7-foot-1 guy versus this big behemoth in the Big Show, Paul White. That's what you want to see. You don't want to see what you saw yesterday. It was cool for him to go through the table. Great spot. Awesome. It's getting played all over the place. But nobody – I'm a wrestling purist. I don't care about any of that. No. No, thank you.
But if you were a company that wanted to market something, Shaquille O'Neal would be on your list of endorsers to approach to see if you could have a relationship.
At the top of the list. Like you said earlier, very recognizable. You could sit him, you could like literally pick him up and put him anywhere in the world and you know exactly who
that is.
I think
he's the most recognizable athlete in the country.
I think so too.
He can go anywhere in the world and be recognized.
Bingo.
A little bit of it is because he is a large person.
Yep.
I mean, he goes over to Asia.
Love.
People love basketball over there. Mm-hmm. They recognize him. But also he is a large human.
Yes.
And they're going to say, oh, it's an American. You know, if you've ever been over to Asia and you stand out a little bit. Like I always hear stories about the Nebraska football players that went over to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. They were large Americans walking down the street and people wanted to take pictures with them.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that. You must be from the U.S. He can go anywhere and be recognized. Mm-hmm. And when he is promoting something, I mean, how many people bought something general insurance that's really bad that he promotes a product that I don't know the name of, but it's what, the little general or?
The little general,
The little general. How many people bought insurance because Shaq was promoting it?
Probably a lot. At least they listened to
it. He brings recognition.
Yep.
Now, you have to differentiate from what you want out of Shaq when it comes to basketball.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. He's been clowned the last couple of weeks on his own show about his lack of knowledge. Well, he's going to be on again tonight. He's an entertainer.
That's exactly what he is.
That's his role.
And he knows it.
It's just like Bill Walton. And, you know, Bill Walton's doing a game last night, and I'm glad he's in the Pac-12 and my team doesn't play in the Pac-12. Because if I was an Oregon fan last night and he was all over the map, and it doesn't help that he's doing it from home because he gets distracted.
Yeah.
Even in the arena, he gets distracted. But I've noticed even more at home, he gets distracted. But last night, he was all over the map. And there was a guy that plays for Oregon that has the last name Eugene. And then the university is in Eugene. And he was – but I tune in to Bill Walton to be entertained. Bill Walton isn't going to tell me breaking down a matchup zone. Just like Shaq or even Barkley, you're not tuning into tonight – and you're going to be wowed by how they're going to break down analytics of basketball. Now, I think that's Kenny Smith's role. Kenny Smith is engaging, but I think Kenny Smith would like to be more of the basketball guy. Well, the two guys on the end on that set, you're tuning in. You want entertainment. You want to laugh. That's what Shaq gives you. And I don't think he tries to hide it, right?
No.
He's like, hey, I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know the 12th best player's name and picture and the NBA.
Bingo. No, you're 100% right. Just stay out of the ring unless you're facing the Big Show.
Here is old man Doug. How you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great. The weather's great. Spring's coming. And I was listening to the crossover and you guys were talking about Wilt scoring 100 points and who might be the next one to do it. And this is just a question that I've always had. And George is a big NBA guy, so I'd like to hear him chime in. How come Wilt Chamberlain never comes up when people are discussing greatest players of all time? I mean, his name, you know, again, it seems like it's either Jordan or LeBron or possibly Kobe. But I'm like, what are we measuring the greatest player by?
George is thinking as you are saying. Who is number one on your list, Doug?
Well, I really think it's either Wilt or Bill Russell. But they never, I'm just saying at least they belong in the conversation and they're never in it.
I hear more Bill Russell than I do Wilt Chamberlain. You're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, because the argument for Jordan is he's a winner, which he was, right? How many? He has 6 rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill Russell's got 9. Now, granted, maybe he had a better supporting cast. I think a lot of it's just recency. And then, but I don't know. I think both Bill and they belong in the conversation. I'm not saying they necessarily are or they aren't, but
I think
they belong in the conversation.
No, it depends. You know this, Doug. When you get into a conversation like this and you get past Jordan, depending on the age of the person you're discussing with, you'll get a Bill Russell or a Wilt Chamberlain will come in. But nowadays, you have people that cover the NBA and get into these discussions nationally. You know, they're not 50, 60 years old. And so they either didn't see Wilt play, which also plays a part. They didn't see Bill Russell play.
Definitely.
So their only knowledge is of Jordan and the current NBA landscape that they've seen play. So I think that also hurts Wilt. But you're right. Wilt Chamberlain is one of the greatest players of all time in the NBA.
It definitely deserves to be in a conversation. I'm just one of those people where I feel like in regards to generations of great players, they also be celebrated for what they have done for the game. So I think MJ is the greatest of the 90s. I think Kobe and Shaq shared the greatest of the 2000s. I think LeBron's the 2010s. Who's going to be the 2020s? It's really hard to put these guys next to each other in regards to when they played, because the game is so different from 1960 than it is now.
Let me ask you this, Doug. And I think another thing that would go in favor of Wilt is if you played the game and they had to change rules because of you, you should get a lot of credit.
Agreed.
They had the Jordan rules. They changed rules in the NBA because of Wilt. Do you think, Doug, if Wilt Chamberlain had played at any other time outside of the Celtics dynasty, he would get more run? Because he only has two rings, and while he was playing with Philadelphia, that's when Boston, their dynasty, was going strong.
And speaking of rule changes, I'm not sure Kobe is the greatest Laker. How about George Mikan? Yeah. They changed the lane because of him.
Yeah. They got a whole drill
out there. That's why you have the wider 3-second lane is because of George Mikan.
Bingo.
Yep. Doug, thanks for the phone call. Have a good day.
All right, take care.
That's a question that does come up a lot in that conversation, because even Kareem's name gets mentioned in that as well.
I think if you saw him play on television, you know, if you've never seen him play, it's tough to sit here and go, well, Bill Russell was. Yeah. And it's the whole thing about comparing guys in different eras.
Yep.
But in the NBA, it's a discussion that will break up a barbershop.
It will.
I don't think I've ever heard you say this. We've been together now for a while. Number one player of all time?
His name is Michael Jordan.
Thank you. We can continue.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kareem in the top 5? Magic? Bill Russell? LeBron?
I have some unpopular opinions about Magic Johnson.
All right. Save that for a slower time of the year. We're back to wrap this edition of the Gary Sharp Show after this.